What does possibility mean to you?
That's a hard question.
Something that you can strive for.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
You're confident in yourself and you believe in yourself. Stuff that you could achieve.
I feel excited. Anything is possible when you're more confident.
Shoes are a huge part of that. They are the most important part of my style.
You can like express yourself
in the right shoes.
Anything is possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today.
Your life isn't one size fits all. Every day brings something different. Your style should too. At Maurices, we make it easy to show up feeling comfortable, confident, and completely you. Our over 800 stylists are here to help you look your best. From tried and true denim to head-turning looks, we've got styles that fit your life and your budget. Fashion made for real-life moments. Maurices.
This was the entrance song for Cypress Bay basketball when I was in high school. I controlled the music, and every time they came out of the locker room, this is what they came out to. Very creative, right?
That's good. Bring them out, yeah. Josh.
Right? Hit the space bar on iTunes and let it rip.
Cypress Bay. That's a nice school over there, man.
Yeah. Great times. Great times. It's not you. It's not you school.
You had all the bad ones, though, Josh. I know you.
Yeah. Yeah, they loved the PA announcer from the basketball games and the sports producer of the weekly television show. Let me tell you,
man, Josh, you about 6'3", got charisma.
I still had hair back then too.
Oh, what you mean? You had a nice head, nice old broccoli up top.
That's a stretch, but I had hair. It was there. It existed.
Oh, okay, I thought you were locked up. Thought you had some dreads or something.
I wish. I would trade bald for dreads.
Yeah, everybody would, wouldn't they?
Yeah.
They could do the implants. I'll give you a couple inches.
Oh, thank you. Appreciate that. Appel in for Hawk today. Crowder's here, obviously. Dan Day in for Solana. Jimmy here as well. We have a quick segment here because we went long with Chris Whittingham, so apologies for that. But I did want to relay a couple of observations from this Netflix show, Any Given Saturday, about all the teams in the SEC. Mm-hmm. Crowder, you would love it. But two things really stuck out to me. They spend a lot of time on Shane Beamer and South Carolina, and they have a really talented quarterback. His name is Lenoris Sellers. His father's name is Norris.
And he's Lenoris?
And he's Lenoris, and his father's name is Norris.
They put a little more stank on his name.
How about Norris Sellers Jr.?
You want to throw two extra letters at the end? They threw two extra at the beginning. Right. I like the creativity.
Me too. They wanted to be different and buck the trend, so I kind of respect it.
Yes.
And then the second big observation, this quarterback from Vanderbilt, Diego Pavia. Crowder, you know anything about him?
No, I do not.
Okay, so he's like 5'9", right?
And not going to make it.
He's okay. Well, you say that. And he started out in a JUCO in New Mexico, then did very well there. I think they won a championship. Then he went to New Mexico State and was solid there. They won a ball game at New Mexico State. And then Clark Lee, who's an alumni of Vanderbilt, he's now the head coach for Vandy, brings Pavia in. And last year, they beat Alabama. They nearly beat Texas. They made a bowl game and won their bowl game. This kid talks so much trash. It is unbelievable. Unbelievable. He's 5'9", and he's a little bulldog. 5'9", and he's scrappy. Yeah. He gets into an argument with one of his offensive linemen in the film room. He's like, why are we watching film from practice? Why are we watching film from practice? I play backyard football. And this dude is just an absolute gamer. And at Crowder, I think he's like the perfect player for you.
I got to check him out. The Vandy quarterback's name?
Diego Pavlo. Diego
Pavi. I just looked it up. Kyler Murray's 5'9", 5'10". Like, yeah, you know, you can play. I got to check him out because there's not many, like, but in college, Kyler Murray was a monster in college. So, yeah, maybe they could do a little something.
I saw a quote today, speaking of being 5'9 and Kyler Murray, that Brock Purdy did an interview where he said that he couldn't see over the line like 60% of the time or some insane number like that. And it got me thinking, like, I think about Tua in those situations, I think about the offense that they're in where a lot of these plays are throwing to spots. And the idea of not being able to see, but still being as accurate as Tua and Brock Purdy are in these systems at their size and what Drew Brees was able to do at his size. Yeah. You can't see over the line more than half the time. How do you play at a high level?
It's funny because Drew, they talked about it and they've actually, it was Russell Wilson and whenever young quarterbacks, I mean, short quarterbacks come up, not young, they talk about Drew Brees and how Drew Brees used to come up on his tippy toes and kind of like hop to see angles.
He would extend his neck and you could always watch him. He would be look like he was like looking straight up in the air.
Yeah, to just see through this little gap. So, okay, I can deliver this ball. It's doable. I don't think it's a great business structure for a quarterback, but it's doable. So, yeah, I'm gonna check out the young man from Vandy. SEC football is crazy, bro.
The show is unbelievable. You get a lot of candid quotes and real feelings on the pressure of coaching at these places from these coaches and from some of the players. It's really interesting, and they did a great job. It's crazy how Drive to Survive set in motion all these different sports and leagues doing these types of documentaries. You had golf do one. NASCAR does one. You have the show Quarterback. You have the show Wide Receiver. You have this show about the SEC. WWE just came out with a version of it. Tennis, I believe, has one as well. It is crazy what Drive to Survive set off because all these different leagues and entities are trying to find that same sort of magic that Drive to Survive had where it captured the interest of the actual sport from just the show.
Mm-hmm. And the fan base, quickly, I'll tell the story that blew my mind. I don't know where Little Channing's doing right now because my son's name is Little Chan too. We played Arkansas. We ended up beating them in Arkansas. After the game, you walk to the bus and they have the fans on the side to sign autographs and slap hands.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Epic views, waterfall mists, summit sunsets. It's all better outside. And with AllTrails, you can discover the best of nature with over 450,000 trails around the world. Download the free app today and find your next adventure.
Big moments or small moments, they all deserve great style.
Our over 800 stylists are here to help you look and feel your best. Visit your local Marisa's to find fashion fit for you with a little help from us.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer. Plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
And a country little white family said, "Hey, Channing, this is Channing." And he's holding up this little baby. And I was like, "Oh, that's cool. We're named after, you know, we have the same name." And the dad was like, "No, we named him after you." And I'm talking about an infant, John. I'm talking about a 3-month-old. And it blew my mind. Like, I didn't give them the support or affection I should have for you naming my kid after me, because I was so perplexed that this family would name their child after a sophomore linebacker at Florida. But that SEC, man, that Bible Belt football, man, it's different over there.
Crazy.
Yes.
Crazy. Like, it's awesome when you see it on Saturdays, but then when you zoom out from the Saturdays, yikes.
Just think about it. Gainesville, Florida, Columbia, South Carolina, like Knoxville, Tennessee. You start looking at some of these little cities and you're like, that's all they have. And it's really all they have. But damn, Alabama, Tuscaloosa's a little bitty country town.
Yeah, it is a different breed. And if you haven't watched it, you should. It's a really interesting documentary. You have to get a Dolphins training camp report in quickly before we get to headlines. Training camp reports on WQAM are sponsored by Miami-Dade County Public Schools, technical colleges. MDCPS technical colleges offer over 60 affordable accredited programs, day or evening, hands-on, trained, aligned with local employers. Call 305-558-8000. That's 305-558-8000. Or visit careerinayear.com and launch your future today. Tyreek Hill did not practice today. The Dolphins will have a joint practice with the Bears later this week in Chicago. A couple of injury updates. Second-year player Andrew Meyer, who made a strong case to win the backup center job, will be sidelined for weeks with an undisclosed injury, according to Mike McDaniel. Liam Eichenberg also still out with an injury, so that means Daniel Brunskill becomes the top option for backup center behind Aaron Brewer. And then just a couple of other injury updates with two Dolphins defensive backs. Safety Ife Melifonwu said he began training camp sidelined because of an injury sustained right before camp. He's now off the non-football injury list and participating in parts of practice. Fifth-round corner Jason Marshall said he's been slowed in recent days by a hamstring injury, just trying to get back to 100%. And with that, let's get to our headlines with Dan Day, brought to you by Doral Kia. Doral Kia, choose from over 500 new Kia models in inventory, like the Sportage, Sorento, and Telluride. Remember, when it comes to Kia, the great deals are at Doral Kia.
Marlins and Astros about to get underway in just a few minutes at 4:40. My man, Jansen Junk, going to be getting the start for the Fish.
Trying to salvage that series against the Stros. Jacob Marcy.
Hey.
MVP.
If not Kyle Stout.
Inter Miami faces Pumas tonight in League's Cup play, 7:30 at Chase Stadium. No Messi due to that muscle injury. ESPN is acquiring NFL Network and Red Zone. ESPN will also stream WWE, WrestleMania, and other main events starting next year.
If you already have ESPN as part of your cable package, like if I have DirecTV Stream and I get ESPN, you don't have to pay that $30 a month for the direct-to-customer streaming service that's coming out with ESPN.
Can't hide money, Josh. Can't hide money.
All right. All right, Crowder.
It's true.
I see it all behind you.
In the form of Crowder powder.
Me and ESPN, you can't hide money. Oh, y'all are struggling? We'll just buy you for a couple $100 million. Come on over here. We got you, brother.
Little spoon. A former meaning of the little spoon.
A former Heat security guard who is also a retired Miami police officer has been arrested in connection with the theft and selling of millions of dollars of memorabilia, including game-worn NBA Finals jerseys.
I mean, did Buddy not think he was going to get caught?
You know what? This is why they do all these new episodes and TV shows. And in the past, there's cameras everywhere. It's the craziest thing in the world. Oh, hey, he robbed the guy. Okay, yeah. They got facial recognition on them. I think these criminals nowadays are dumb as hell if you think you're not on camera.
Dumb as hell.
And the risk reward, apparently, this is accusation, allegedly, he sold a LeBron James worn jersey in the NBA Finals for $100,000 and it auctioned at like $4.3 million.
So he's a dumb idiot criminal for, allegedly, going into this realm and taking things from his former employer as a former cop, not thinking he was going to get caught. And he's a double moron for selling it I'm not a math guy, but $100,000 is a hell of a lot less than $4.1 million.
2%?
The risk for 2%.
Isn't that somewhere? Because 430 would be 10. Come on, man.
Dumb.
And if he was a former police officer, he knows he's going to get caught because he's a police officer.
Yeah. Woo. They sent me the toll by plate and the red light camera all the time. I'm like, how do y'all got your eyes on me at all time? Leave me alone.
Leave me alone. That's all. Everybody. Oh, okay. Yeah, Mr. Crowder. So.
Red light camera. It was yellow when I looked at it. Turned red. Not my fault.
On to weather from the Demesman and Dover Law Firm. Weather today, hot, overcast, and, you know, got some sun peeking through with a chance of rain.
All right. Well, since the Dolphins are in Chicago this weekend, we will revisit the Great Bean Debate. That's next on Hawkman, Crowder, and Solana.
This is Hawk, Crowder, and Solana.
I gave up squirrel meat.
Oh, good for you. That'll be tough to keep.
What does possibility mean to you?
That's a hard question.
Something that you can strive for.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
You're confident in yourself and you believe in yourself. Stuff that you could achieve.
I feel excited. Anything is possible when you're more confident.
Shoes are a huge part of that. They are the most important part of my style.
You can like express yourself
in the right shoes.
Anything is possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
Out here, we feel things. The sore calves that lead to epic views, the cool waterfall mist during a hot hike, and the breeze that hits just right at the summit. But hey, don't just listen to us. Experience it for yourself. All Trails makes it easy to discover the best of the outdoors. With more than 450,000 trails around the world, points of interest along the trail, and offline maps for always-on navigation. Download the free app today and find your next outdoor adventure.
Your life isn't one size fits all. Every day brings something different. Your style should too. At Maurices, we make it easy to show up feeling comfortable, confident, and completely you. Our over 800 stylists are here to help you look your best. From tried and true denim to head-turning looks, we've got styles that fit your life and your budget. Fashion made for real-life moments. Maurices.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Welcome back to Hawk, Crowder, and Solana, 4 o'clock hour. The Dolphins kick off their preseason schedule this weekend in Chicago, Sunday at 1 o'clock. But in the spirit of Chicago, I figured we'd throw it back to the Great Bean Debate.
Did you have Boston baked beans?
I think we did. I think that's like, I think Boston baked beans, lemon heads, the junior mints. I think those are like old candies.
Yeah, I love them. Boston baked beans is the nastiest thing ever created to humans, but lemon heads are nasty.
Boston baked beans are a candy?
Yeah, that's candy. You can get that at a movie theater.
Yeah. You ever had a Boston baked bean?
For a second, I'm like, I love baked beans. Like Bush's baked beans. Like, oh, delicious.
Solana.
Boston baked beans are candy.
No one loves baked beans.
Oh, I love baked beans, man. Like real baked beans. But Boston baked beans? The hell is that?
What do you mean? Like, there's what real baked beans? The ones out of the can. Nobody really bakes a bean and makes it.
I don't like the way baked beans. My dad used to love baked beans. I do not like the way they look. They're brown. Look.
Hey, Juneteenth was yesterday. Now don't.
No,
do
but
that.
I love black beans. That's my favorite bean.
That's your favorite bean.
my Mount Rushmore of beans.
Mm-hmm.
Let me think about this. Black beans for sure. Mm-hmm. Are we considering like edamame? Is that a, or does it have to have bean in the title?
No, that's a soybean though, right?
Right. But does it have to have, so what would I say? Soybean then? Black bean, soybean.
Yeah.
What do they make hummus with?
Chickpeas.
Chickpea.
Is that a bean?
What about the bean in Chicago?
Oh, the Chicago bean.
Man, that garbage ass nothing.
Yeah. Oh, and a coffee bean. And a coffee bean.
What about jelly bean?
Oh, Jimmy.
Jimmy.
I think jelly bean.
Jelly bean
knocked off.
That big dumbass mirror in Chicago.
I'm going to Chicago in a couple of weeks, and I want to go see the bean every day. We're staying in the suburbs, but I got to drive down just in the morning, see the bean, and I get back to the burbs.
Man, it pissed me off when we went up there with the family, and we went to the little park, and I'm like, "What is this? Is it? There's no. They need some bounce houses around it or something."
Bounce
houses? I do know it's a big mirror. I need something around it, a bar. There's it's
you don't appreciate art. Mirror beam. You don't have the mind to appreciate art.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's a museum right next to it. I could walk up the museum and see art. Oh, this is a big mirror bean.
Uncultured.
Butterbean. Someone texted in. I love Butterbean.
Yeah. I love a boxer.
What about Mr. Bean?
I was never into Mr. Bean.
Rat Race? You know, like is Rat Race?
I had never seen him. I've seen, you know, like I know who he is, but is he funny?
He's a moot.
Jack and the Beanstalk?
Of course.
Dumb story.
Beanie Babies.
Oh, Beanie Babies.
I still know some dumbass adults that have those collected.
Well, listen, you don't want to give them up now. You don't sell low. I mean, you say you gotta wait till gotta wait till the market turns again.
She listens sometimes too. A big ass 400 little dolls sitting around the
house. My brother thought he was going to pay for his kids' college education with the Beanie Babies he had acquired.
My parents kept my sister's Beanie Babies. They have two boxes full of Beanie Babies with like the little TY logo still on them.
Yeah, but those are probably worth thousands.
You got to make sure the tag is that little heart tag is still on the ear. The
tie Beanie Babies. Yeah.
Kobe Bean Bryant.
Ooh,
he knocks off.
Well, my favorite bean to eat is black beans. I could have black beans with every meal.
I don't tend to.
I love snacking on edamame.
Pinto? You don't like pinto beans?
I don't know if I've ever had a pinto bean.
What do you mean?
You've had a pinto bean.
Like the maroon ones?
Maroon?
Aren't they kind of maroon?
Maroon?
Yeah.
That's red beans.
Yeah, red beans. Isn't that like a pinto bean?
No, pinto beans are tiny. They're little bitty bitty little beans.
Like a lentil?
Kind of like a lentil.
Yeah. My wife bought lentils the other day. I didn't know what that was. I wouldn't even know where to find them. She's like, I'm going to make lentils. I'm like, if she told me it was in the detergent aisle, I would have been just as likely to look there. I don't understand what a lentil is.
It's like a small bean. When I think of like my childhood, like a homey meal, I think of lentejas, lentil soup, lentejas con salchicha or con chorizo. Cut up a couple sausages or chorizos.
So what does the lentil do in the soup, though? It gives it a little girth, like a little texture.
Right. Yeah, and flavor.
It's the base of the soup.
Right.
Yeah, like sprinkles almost? They're like sprinkles for soup?
No, more flavor. And
but you have to cook them, right? It looks like almost like like a rice.
No, it's not anything not like rice. It's
like
a bean.
Like tiny little beans.
Right, yeah. But it looks like come in the same bag as like a bag of rice.
Yeah, that's fair.
Yeah.
So you boil it?
Yeah, you got to boil it, and then you cook it down. So, you know, you kind of like boil the water out so it kind of
low
makes
on the floor?
Yeah.
Cook it on the floor?
No, not low on the floor.
What about like a legume? Is that the same as a lentil? Legumes?
I don't know these words.
Isn't a legume, isn't that like a type of vegetable or something?
I don't know.
Solana, I would expect you to eat a lot of soup as a kid. You look soupish.
Hey, Jimmy, call Publix and see what a legume is and where we would find one.
I love this game.
Let's get a headlines real here for the 3 o'clock hour brought to you by Doral Kia. Choose from over 500 new Kia models in inventory like the Sportage, Sorento, and Telluride. And remember, when it comes to Kia, the great deals are at Doral Kia.
Soybeans, peanuts, fresh peas, fresh beans are all legumes.
Oh. Kevin and Bean, someone texts in, legendary radio hosts in L.A.
Kobe got
beanbag chairs. Beanbag chairs.
Beanbag chairs.
They're always fun.
Billy Bean.
Billy Bean.
From Moneyball.
Moneyball.
This is a tougher list than I thought it'd be.
It really is. Oh, the vanilla bean, too.
Vanilla bean.
Oh,
wow.
My goodness.
Wow. Well, you can make a DQ Blizzard without a vanilla bean.
Yeah, there's no way that damn mirror in Chicago makes this list.
No, that's still up there.
No, it's not.
So uncultured, man.
Yeah.
So uncultured.
He just doesn't appreciate.
Nobody worried about that damn crap.
It's because he just doesn't appreciate art, you know.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Oh, big mirror bull's butt. It's ridiculous.
Mm.
Some people just have an untrained eye. Hawk,
correct.
You know? This is the untrained eye.
I train my eye to look at a big bean in a mirror and say it's something special. It's a mirror style bean. It's ridiculous. It does nothing. It moves nowhere. It's silly.
So when you
Ticket Wizard says Ticket Wizard says garbanzo bean is a chickpea.
Ooh, garbanzo bean.
Is that true? Mm. Is that a chickpea? So hummus is made with garbanzo beans?
I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know if the Ticket Wizard knows much about.
I think he's right about that. Oh, I love a garbanzo bean.
Bad branding, right?
Garbanzo
like black bean. At least you're going for, you know, the race card or something. What are you trying to accomplish with garbanzo bean? It's like too cutesy.
Yeah. Well, garbanzo, if it's chickpeas are delicious.
Mm. I love chickpeas.
Was Kobe?
But I didn't realize. But I didn't realize that was a garbanzo bean.
Yep, I just looked it up. Garbanzo bean or chickpea?
Oh, lima bean.
Nobody.
Yeah, but
wants
what do you do with a lima bean?
Well, you grow it, right? Like everybody did that in grade school.
No,
you learn
sprouts come out of it.
Yeah. Everybody did that. A little clear plastic cup. You put a
but
little.
Do you ever put it in anything? Does anyone eat lima beans,
bro? It's succotash, and I ate it as a kid, and I hate it.
Here we are back
corn
to the
and
succotash
lima
conversation. Somehow it all comes back to succotash.
Done that show.
No. Don't bring up lima if we talking about beans because it gets me to a bad place mentally.
Somehow it all comes back to succotash or snickerdoodle. All washes out at the end.
What the damn succotash?
Soybean. I didn't know there were this many beans. And apparently peas are beans, by the way.
Oh, is that
I'm learning this. Yeah.
Well, then I got to go with mushy peas in London as my favorite bean.
Black eyed peas.
Oh, excellent songs.
Yeah. I was talking about the food.
There's a food?
Sam I Am, what's his name?
Yeah, Sam I
Am. Sam I Am.
So you go to Chipotle, Hawk, they say, hey, black or pinto, and you go black every single time?
Every single time.
Every time?
Although I will tell you, if it's a sit-down Mexican restaurant, and they say refried beans or black beans, refried I go with refried beans.
Oh, so good, man.
No, that little patty, that little mush patty.
It's a mush. It's so just good. A pile of mush. I don't know why it's appealing, but something about refried beans, man.
So good, man. Oh,
there's a couple of like tortilla chips left on the table in the basket or whatever. You dip it into the refried beans. Holy mackerel, are you kidding me? Yeah, we got to end this show.
Next time y'all go to Cuba and get that little pressed bread and put your little black beans inside the pressed bread. What? Little black bean taco? Oh, my goodness.
Talk to me. Are refried beans actually fried?
I believe they are. Yeah.
Because most fried things are crispy, no?
Yeah, the mushy, fried mushy. I don't think Solana knows.
I don't. Because every time I don't make refried beans. I just buy refried beans. They come in. It's actually very, very disgusting the way that I make them. Like, I buy them in a jar. You just kind of. It's just right, like
dog, it's dog food.
It's like, yeah. It really does look like dog food out of a can.
I'm not refrying the beans.
Yeah, I love that though, man. Ooh, so good. I eat beans with every meal. This is the best conversation I think I've, or my favorite conversation we've ever had on this show. Like, I've been prepared for this conversation my entire life.
Well, I don't think you have, because I think you thought refried beans were fried.
I think they are.
All right. Do you fry them when you prepare them?
I mean, technically, right? You put them on a pan to make
it. Do you
it.
Put them on a pan, or do you just nuke it right out of the can? No,
you can't nuke them.
Sure you can. What are you doing?
Bro, if you're nuking those things, like if you're taking that out of the jar, putting it onto a plate.
I black beans all the time. I pour the black beans out of the can, the Bush's black beans out of the can, put them in the microwave, they're done.
Bro, that is insane behavior, man.
What do you mean?
They're already cooked.
They're in the can.
Yeah, cook them again. Put them into a little pot or something, and like add some spices in there. Like,
cook them again.
Make them delicious.
Hey, why would I cook it again?
Hey, Emeril Lagasse, we're just trying to get something in our stomach, okay?
Bro, you know you can't nuke beans. That's insane behavior, man.
What's the difference if I heat it up in the pot or in the microwave?
Because you're cooking it in the pot. Don't think of it as heating it up. You're cooking it. You know, you're making it in the pot. You're making it with love. You're literally making it with love. You nuke beans?
Of course.
Oh,
I mean, you could eat them right out of the can if you want. They're cooked.
Stop it.
You absolutely
could. You can.
That's disgusting, man. That's disgusting.
They're room temperature. They're fine right out of the can.
And they're already seasoned.
No, they're not.
They sure are. If you buy the ones that are already seasoned.
The canned ones? You keep saying jar. Who buys beans in a jar anyway?
That is confusing to me.
It's the can.
Your jar of refried beans. I gotta see this.
Nah, you get one for Christmas. Bro, you get either a saucepan or you get a normal skillet, and you put the beans in the saucepan or in the skillet or the refried beans in there. Add a little salt, a little pepper, maybe a little sazón completa, just a little bit.
But it really is seasoned. If you buy the seasoned ones, you buy the frijoles negros, and it's got seasoned. Like sometimes whatever. Like it's got all different types of seasonings on the cans. Like there's a whole bunch of different kinds that you can buy.
Yeah. The only thing you can read is the back.
The back doesn't say water, beans. It has all kind of seasoning and stuff inside. You can read the ingredients.
All right. I'll go read it downstairs. I have like 17 different types of beans in my cabinet right now. I'll go check it out. But regardless, like, I'm not saying you can't do it. I just think it's insane behavior.
You're saying that as a source of pride that you have 17 cans of beans in your cabinet, but everybody does. Like, it's an incredibly cheap thing to have.
I'm not saying it's a source of pride.
No, you said it with a little bit of pride.
Like, I didn't say it with any
pride.
I'll
tell you during the break, because I've got 16, 17 cans of beans in my pantry.
I'm not saying it with any pride. I'm just telling you a fact. I love beans.
Sounded like there was a little bit of pride involved in that.
I ate a lot of beans. A lot of beans.
He'd like to go to the soup kitchen.
Because 17 cans of beans, honestly, you hand them a $20 bill, you're getting change.
They really are like 28 cents.
That's what I'm saying. It's not like this big source of pride to have a whole bunch of cans of beans.
Hey, Valentina, got the beans for the week. What?
Bro, eating those things out of the can or just putting them onto a plate and throwing them in the microwave is literally like, I don't know if I could do this show with you guys anymore. Len, take my name off the show, man.
I gotta know what you're doing to them, though. You're just sprinkling some saison on them. Like, I mean, honestly, how are you preparing? How are you preparing your can of beans, by the way? Not even like you're making, like, so you're buying the Bush's can of beans. But now you're putting some your salt bay when it comes to your can of black beans.
Yes, you're cooking them. You have to cook them, bro.
He puts on an apron.
You guys can be honest. You've never actually cooked beans. You guys could tell me. It's okay. You've never actually cooked beans.
Cooking them is heating them up. They're cooked.
Yeah, right, out of a can. I've actually got the dry bean bags and put them in water and let them sit.
You can prepare bean. Right.
I'm talking about from the can.
They're cooked.
Warm them up.
Oh my god, man, that's disgusting.
What do you do?
You cook like you for example,
if you say cook one more time, I'm gonna strangle you because they're cooked.
Okay, but Hawk, hold on. But we've established this. Hot dogs at, you know, that like you buy at Publix, they're cooked,
correct?
Right? They're cooked.
Right.
We know that they're cooked. But you can put two hot dogs on a plate, throw them into the microwave and heat them up. You can do that.
Right. Mm-hmm. Put them on the George Foreman grill.
But nobody is saying that's a better way to heat up or cook a hot dog than either putting them inside some water or putting them on a grill to eat them.
Inside water?
Yeah, you can boil hot dogs. You can boil.
Oh, I'm sorry. I thought you were talking about black beans.
No.
You add water
but
to your
black beans? All I'm asking is how, when you say cook, mm-hmm. You're still just talking about heating them up. Just
warming up existing cooked food.
No, I'm cooking it. I'm cooking those beans.
I don't think you know what it means to cook something.
No, I think you guys just don't, for your entire life, have thought it's acceptable to put beans into the microwave. And I'm here to tell you both, like an eye-opening experience here. That is the wrong way to do this. That is disgusting behavior.
But all you're doing is heating them up. They're cooked.
You can call it heating up. You can call it cook. It doesn't really matter. I'm enjoying beans the way that they were meant to be eaten. You guys are, I don't know what you're doing.
Well, I'm asking you, what do you do?
Put some salt, put some pepper, a little adobo for sure. And then, you know, you let them heat
up.
You
can do that after you pull it out of the microwave. You could season them however you want.
You just have to get it warm.
Disgusting. Nah,
when you reheat pizza, you just cook the pizza?
Technically, yeah.
Hey, I'm going to cook a pizza.
And you'll just reheat some Domino's and you just cook pizza.
I want to talk Panthers. Can we get the headlines here?
Your weather from the Demesman and Dover Law Firm. Call them 866-954-MORE, youraccidentattorneys.com. Free consultation 24/7. Bro, you can add onions in there, peppers. You could do that to
anything. They're already cooked. You can add whatever you want to anything.
Oh, no. I'm not disagreeing with you. But my point is, like, that's the right way to approach whatever you want to say, cooking or reheating beans. Not putting them on a plate and throwing them into a microwave, fellas. Like, come on. Show a little class here. That's disgusting.
Class? You're eating out of a can. What are you talking about?
The bean is a delicacy. Like, what are you guys doing here? You're pulling something out of a can? You're putting it into a microwave? That's
the classy can. That's what we're doing now.
That's disgusting, man.
It's just, you got 78-cent can of black bean.
Show some class, Hawk.
Show some class. Put salt on it in a pot.
Scream out a word in Spanish. Sazon. Contempleta. It's canned beans.
92 degrees in Miami. That is your weather.
This guy's taking a jar of pinto beans, putting them in a deep fryer, and he's got refried beans.
I mean, bro, putting habichuelas onto a plate, warming them up in a microwave, nuking them. I would walk out of the house if somebody did that. I would not eat your beans. I would not eat your bean, Crowder.
What do you got to put in it? Ramboginga.
You know what it is, though? We have noticed this over the years. So, Lana, I think he's gone through life. No one calls him out on his nonsense. And so when he says, I'm cooking beans tonight, and he literally opens up a can of beans and puts them in the pot. Because we had black beans last night. Our microwave is broken. So, Lori, but It was no different than when we nuked the black beans.
It was no different.
A thousand percent.
Those are the best beans you've ever eaten. I'd put money on it.
They're just homemade beans. They're just hot.
Those are homemade. You had homemade beans for the first time in your life, Hawk. I'm happy for you. Those are the best beans you've ever had.
Yeah, they're throwing some what?
They just found that it was easier to let Solana just say whatever he wanted than to point it out every time that he said something. So even Valentina, when I'm sure he says to Valentina, you know what? I'm going to cook beans for us tonight. She probably rolls her eyes. Okay, Alex, cook beans for us tonight.
So she can watch Love Island without right. his
and then
little
her goofy friend. She's talking to her mom, and she's like, "Yeah, he's salting some black beans out of the can again. Oh, this is so good."
Deflect, because you two have eaten some grimy ass, disgusting, bland ass beans for your entire life. That's fine. You guys deflect. Go ahead.
What should I put in my next can of beans?
I buy more expensive cans of black beans than you do.
But you microwave them. Like, oh, that's disgusting, man. Oh.
I mean, have you ever microwaved soup?
No.
Well, so what do you put in the microwave?
Do you have a microwave?
Leftovers. That's it. Like,
so
leftovers.
Already cooked food.
Yeah.
You heat up in the microwave?
It's different.
No, it's not different.
Exactly. Leftovers. Leftovers. Beans out of already a can aren't food. Leftovers. They're not leftovers.
They're leftover from the factory that made them.
I'm not doing that. No, I'm not doing that.
They're cooked.
Okay.
Making it in the pot instead of the microwave is cooking it.
No, I just think it's the right way to prepare them. It's the right way to prepare them.
You put on an apron and a hat, the chef's hat, to put your beans in the pot.
I might.
Hey God Fieri, I need some of your beans.
He puts his phone on Do Not Disturb, stands over the pot. Solana, did you get a chance during the break to discover the ingredients of a can of beans?
I don't have any beans in my house right now.
So Valentina snuck and ate all 17 cans.
Yeah. Huh. I don't know.
Did you check under the kayak?
You're listening to the Hawk, Crowder, and Solana Show.
I love the colonoscopy.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
If you love golf or just great storytelling, you've got to check out Invested in the Game, a new original podcast from Charles Schwab. Each episode highlights remarkable people who have dedicated their time, energy, and heart to the sport. You'll hear from voices like Sam Hahn, CEO of Lab Golf, PGA Tour player Ben Griffin, and Nick Schreiber, the visionary behind Old Barnwell Golf Club. Now, you might be wondering, why is Schwab doing a golf podcast? Well, you might already know Schwab from their five other podcasts covering investing and the markets. Quick plug, you can find those at schwab.com/podcasts. But this one's different. Invested in the Game goes beyond finance into something many of Schwab's clients are deeply passionate about. Golf. Schwab has supported the game for decades through events, promotions, and sponsorships at both the pro and collegiate level. This podcast is their way of sharing the incredible stories behind the game. Listen now at schwab.com/the game or wherever you get your podcasts.